It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Okay, the holiday season has ended, but there's still lots to do across New Hampshire in the new year, we assure you. New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor, Erica Thoitz, joins us now to give us the heads up on some of the best events happening in the month of January. Hey, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And happy winter, I guess we could say.
I think it's officially here.
Yeah, yeah. It is cold, dark. People get a little down a little bit. So how can we best enjoy this month of January?
Well, January is actually a great month to get into the winter spirit if that's what you're looking to do, especially if you want to see what skiing is all about, if you've never done it before. The whole month is Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month, where mountains and alpine centers and all sorts of places will offer different deals, anything from lift tickets to lesson packages, just a really great way to get introduced to winter sports if that's not a thing that you've ever done before.
Sure, they're trying to bring people in, obviously, to the sport, and they do that with some new special deals.
Exactly. And it is for first-timers, so no sneaking in. I guess it's in the honor system. How are they going to know? But, you know, try not to take advantage.
I could fall down strategically if I need to.
You might be bored if you're on the bunny hill with a bunch of newbies, but no, it's a really great opportunity. And if you just go online, if you just Google January Learn to Ski Month, it'll pop right up. You can also go to skinh.com, and it'll list all the places that offer deals, and you can find one that might be in your area.
Are these mostly major resorts, or are there some small areas too?
Everything. Major resorts to really small little backyard, you know, hills.
Check out the list and find one near you.
Yeah.
All right. What about those of us who, you know, maybe aren't snow fanatics?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I count myself among those numbers. So lucky for me and for you, there's plenty to do inside, which makes sense because, you know, it's cold much of the year here. So one of my favorite events coming up is the Winter Wine Spectacular in Manchester, which is a benefit for Easter Seals. I love it. I'm a wine lover, so it's a great opportunity to get to talk with winemakers, try a bunch of different wines that maybe you've never tried before without the commitment of buying, you know, a whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Really great event. And then over on the seacoast, not to get confused with winter wine things, but they have a Winter Wine Festival, which is a month-long series of events at the Wentworth-by-the-Sea Hotel, which is gorgeous if you've never been, one of our grand hotels. Huge range of events from dinners to wine tastings to champagne brunches, which are my personal favorite.
I've certainly had drinks at the Wentworth. Not a bad place to do
not
it.
Not at all.
Even in the middle of winter. There seems to be a theme here, though, with drinking and winter.
Yes, we can get away from that. Can you tell what I really like to do? But I don't know if people know this. The Peterborough Players is a really famous summer theater, and they have a winter series now.
Yeah, I did not know that. No.
It's pretty cool. So if you want to check out, you know, a really historic, great theater. They have a really great play going on in January. It's called Fully Committed. It's about this harassed guy who takes reservations at a New York City restaurant, a really fancy one. So people want to get in, you know, and there's never openings and he has to deal with all their shenanigans. Plays all the roles. It's really funny. So if you want to check it out, I would recommend that.
And is there a particular event, Erica, that you are looking forward to most this month?
All right. So beyond the wine, which is definitely one of my favorites. Jimmy Dunn is a really funny guy.
Local comedian.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. We named him Best Funny Guy this year in our Best of New Hampshire. Really good guy, really funny, knows a lot of comedians, and he's bringing a bunch of them together at the Palace Theater for this sort of all-star event, which I think is going to be really, really entertaining.
So there's several ideas for you to get through the month of January. So whether you love snow or not, there's actually plenty going on.
There is, yeah.
All right. Erica Thoitz is the managing editor for New Hampshire Magazine, joins us monthly to let us in on some interesting events going on around the Granite State. Thanks, Erica.
You're welcome.